7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Time did that just say? I wasn't paying any attention, and it doesn't even matter anyway, because that wasn't the correct time, no matter what it was. The actual time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. Once again, it's that very special time of day when we get super dubious. Hello, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And the most important thing you need to know right now is that I'm very thirsty for tea. So let's pour. Oh yeah. What do we got going again today? Yeah, well, you know. We're drinking the Yin Ding Jigwunyan. Oh, it's pretty good. Oh, it's delicious. Oh, I need this today. But don't I need it each and every day? Yes, I do, but I need it especially today. I've been fooled by the weather. It's a very nice sunny day. Very bright, very sunny, very shiny. There's no wind, which is weird because there was like strange wind all last night. And so like just like 5 or 7 minutes ago, I said, this is great. It looks like we can go outside. So I went outside. And I turned around and came right back inside because it's -2 degrees. That's right. For all my American friends, that's 28 degrees. 28 degrees Fahrenheit. It's just under freezing. It's not that cold, but you know, you don't want to try to walk around. What was that sound? Did you just hear that? There was just a very strange clunky sound upstairs. It sounded like it was coming from the kitchen. We better check this out. Oh, ow. Yeah, the other thing you need. Walking upstairs. Very slowly now. The other thing you need to know is that, boy, I woke up this morning and I was sore. I actually had to take some ibuprofen a few minutes ago. I am now up in the kitchen. I did hear something go clonk, make a strange sound. I'm looking around. I don't see anything knocked over. I wonder if what we heard was just my bowl shifting in the sink, because I just got up, just washed my dishes after eating breakfast, put the bowl on the other side of the sink. Maybe this just slid and then went donk. Because I don't see anything suspicious. Oh, until I turn around. And who's this? Standing in the doorway of the kitchen, coming jogging in. Hello. Hello, suspicious cat. Well, hello, what have you been doing? Did you knock anything over in here? Have you been making troubles? I'm going to pour out some of the kitty water here. Because you want kitty water, right? All right, so I poured out some of the water in the kitty cup. Why did I do this? To show my cat that more water is going into the cup as I reach into the refrigerator. Yes, your baby. I got your kitty water. I got the kitty water out of the refrigerator. Let's open it up for a baby.
Yes, you like kitty waters? Oh, it's going to be so good. Because you like kitty waters. Yes, it's so tasty. Here you go. Get some of that. Oh, get that. Oh, good drinking.
No, put your face back down in there and drink that yummy kitty face water.
Oh, it's so good. Because kitties like to drink it.
Okay, my cat is drinking. So I feel like starting the day off with some success. Okay, I'm gonna put the kitty water back in the refrigerator next to my lychee candy. Or lychee candy, as I like to say. And we're gonna head back downstairs because I just realized I need to go back into this room to grab the thing. And what is the thing, you might be asking? Well, last night I was pretty productive. I did some productive work and I have something, a result of my production right here. Oh, what could it be? Well, if you guessed, must be some kind of new mallets for your steel tongue drum. Then I would say, ho ho ho, yes, you are correct. So let's go over here now. And let's sit down so I can tell you more about it. Okay, I'm sitting down. Oh, great. Hi. Hi, and guess who else just showed up, standing right here? Hi, baby. Pippa has arrived. All right, which now means that we need to... Now I gotta move. Oh, I don't know if I can sit like this for too long. Okay, Pippa, you wanna watch Sevens? Is that what we're doing? Oh, we got the rugby going today. We got Dubai Sevens this weekend. And there's currently 2 minutes and 22 seconds left of the Australia versus South Africa game. Come on, Fiji. And South Africa just scored. Hi, Dingins. Okay, Pippa has gotten into the kitty pit. We're good. Okay, so here's what happens last night. Those two wine bottle corks that I had that were sitting right over here on this little table, I decided to do something with them. You'll remember me talking about these corks a good 2 weeks ago, possibly more than that, longer than that. And the idea was to make mallets out of them so we could play music with the corks. And the basic plan was to buy some sticks and then figure out a way to attach corks to sticks. So, in the meantime, I did buy some sticks some weeks ago. And so last night I decided to do this, put these two things together. So, first thing I did was cut some sticks. And I said, yay. And then I realized I need to make a hole or something in the corks. How am I going to do that? And I thought, maybe we can drill holes. But cork is loose and crumbly. Cork doesn't have the same type of grain as other wood. It's difficult to carve. It's difficult to drill. And so I thought, okay, maybe if we start with small holes as pilot holes and keep working our way up, maybe that'll do it. And plus, these are really dense corks. These are very dense, tight, you know, quality wine corks. So I went down to the drill press and I put in a small drill bit, 2.5 or 3 millimeters, something kind of small, right? Ring, ring, and I drilled out the corks, no problem. I thought, okay, so then I put in like a 5 millimeter drill bit, ring, ring, drilled out the corks, no problem. Then I put in, a slightly larger one, ring, ring. And then I put in a slightly larger one and went ring, ring, ring. And how big was that largest one? The largest one, the hole I drilled was 8 or 9 millimeters. and the sticks that I need to have go into the holes are 7/16 of an inch. Or 12 millimeters. 7/16. So classically American. It's a beautiful thing. Okay, so I thought about drilling the holes in the cork bigger, but I couldn't really do that because I don't have a 12 millimeter drill bit, but I do have a 13 millimeter drill bit, but I didn't want to try it because the holes were starting to get uncentered and these corks only have a diameter of about 14 millimeters to begin with. And so, you know, making a larger hole would be risky. Probably, you know, just would tear the cork up, break it, and do crappy stuff. And even if that didn't happen, then the cork walls would be so thin as to not be effective beaters. You know, we're trying to make soft beaters here, not hard beaters. So I said, okay, I'll just trim down the sticks somehow. And then my mind went through various ways to narrow the diameter of the stick on one end. These ideas included chucking sticks into my drill press to then spin them so I can sand them down to size. And for some reason, I didn't go with that. There were some other ideas that were just as bad. And then I realized, Tobe, just whittle it down. Just get a knife. It's wood. You can carve it. And plus these, as you'll remember me saying in previous shows, these sticks are extremely light, which means they're not dense, which means they're not hardwood, which means they're easy to carve. So I just got one of my cheap-ass utility knives and went whip, 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 and I whittled these sticks down in less than like 3 minutes? It went very fast. It would have taken a lot longer to sand them down in a lathe or a drill press or anything like that, so pretty proud of myself. And so then I decided, hey, here's an even smarter idea. Tobe, sharpen the ends, get them down to pencil points. So I did that. And then I got some glue. And the cool thing about carving the sticks was that I could sort of carve them unevenly to make up for the sticks not being centered in the corks. I don't know if I can explain it, but if you get it, you know what I'm talking about. And you're going, wow, Tobe, you're a genius. If you don't know what I'm talking about, well, why are you listening to the Dubious Goals Committee of all things? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So I put some glue on the points of the sticks, shoved the poles in the holes, and I set them aside to dry overnight. Let the glue cure. And so that's what I've got in my hands right now. Well, actually, they're sitting right next to me. I got two lovely wine corks affixed to the ends of sticks.
Affixed to sticks, dingins. They're affixed to sticks.
Pippa says, Pippa's now watching a nut commercial. Something grabbed her attention about this commercial on TV. And we're seeing pistachios going through a roasting oven. And now we're looking at peanuts. And now we're looking at gummy bears. Okay, so it's not a nut commercial. Why are you fascinated by this? Oh, there's an orange screen. That might be it. And now the commercial's over. The cat's not paying attention. Pippa does this weird thing. She likes commercials that have orange background screens. So, you know, there's that one particular orange candy that they make a peanut butter cup. I'm not going to say the name because they don't give me money to advertise them. She loves those commercials. Don't know why, but I eventually figured it out. It's the orange background. So, yeah. I've got these new mallets. I have not tested them out yet, but they're looking pretty good. Looking pretty good. They're not coming apart or anything. They're affixed. Oh, now Pippa has to grab them. You need to smell the mallet. Here, smell the cork end. Yes, yeah, smell it. Oh, does it smell good? You'll rub your face on it. Yes. Pippa now owns my mallets because we got kitty face all over them. Yeah, you're going to scent up my... You better get this one, too. Somebody might not know it's yours. Oh, my goodness.
Get your face on it.
All right. Well, it turns out that if you make wine cork mallets for your steel tongue drum, your cat will also think that these are fun. kitty face rubbing sticks.
And that's pretty fun for a baby, isn't it? What are you...
The cat's going crazy. Okay, we're not going to get anything done right now. We're not going to get Jack done because cats need to rub their face on the... on the mallets.
You're crazy. I'm going to play your head. Is your head a steel tongue drum? Let's find out. We're going to whack kitty.
Oh my god, you could hear it. It went dunk dunk.
Yes, you're a crazy cat.
Let's do it again. You just heard me whacking my cat on the head with the cork mallet. The cat's looking at me. What are you doing? No, what are you doing?
Look at your kitty face. Here, how about two at once?
Now I'm holding both in one hand. Oh, the cat's rubbing her face all over it. And on TV, we've got the women's rugby team getting their medals and their big trophy. And yay, they're holding their arms up in the air and confetti's getting everywhere. And my cat is still rubbing her face up against my cork mallets. And now I've got a decision to make. I have a decision to make because in a couple more minutes, in 2 minutes, I got football starting. I've got the Arab Cup on one channel, and then I've got the pregame show for a Premier League game on another channel. So I guess I'm watch an hour of the Arab Cup before I watch the Premier League game, which is I can't remember. Is it Chelsea versus it's Everton Arsenal. Yeah. Okay. Good to know. Going to watch some football today. Okay, what's this cat doing? I'm going to be stuck here petting this cat for a while, I think. And, suddenly I'm flabbergasted because way up in deep cable territory, there's another movie on. Guess what is on? Oh boy. Cannibal Women in the Avocado Jungle of Death. That's right, you heard me correctly. Cannibal Women in the Avocado Jungle of Death. None of that makes any sense. Wait, okay. Why are they, if they're cannibals, why are they in an avocado jungle? And how is an avocado jungle a jungle of death? And you might be asking yourself, yes, but who's starring in this obviously Academy Award-winning piece of... Shannon Tweed. Shannon Tweed and Adrian Barbeau.
Shannon Tweed? Who the hell is Shannon Tweed?
You know, the wife of Gene Simmons. Oh, wait. I don't think they're... Pippa's moving. Are you going to go have a... yay, Pippa's going to go have a snack. We can finally do some stuff. Shannon Tweed is... the mother of Gene Simmons' children. And he was always very proud. Gene Simmons was always very proud that he never married Shannon Tweed, even though they live together and are essentially married. They are common law married. Oh, Shannon Tweed and Adrian Barbeau, another of the same type. I think they were both Playboy bunnies, but nobody gives a crap. I... got a tongue drum ready to go, or at least almost ready to go. Here we need to get this little box because I like to put the microphone on this box because it's just the right height. What else we got? A feminist professor played by Shannon Tweed and her team seek a missing Dr. Kurtz, Adrian Barbeau, to find a lost tribe of piranha women. Piranha women? So they're mermaids? They're cannibal mermaids? Focus. Keep it together. Okay. So last night, after I put together the sticks, I also put together a new backing track. It's just a little bass and drums. Hit it. And that bass might be too low for you to hear if you're not wearing headphones, but let's Nice drums, though. Let me set some levels here. That sounds good. We'll give that a stop. And now, I'll put the microphone down. Ow, that hurt. Turns out I can't bend over in that direction. Here we go, the first test of the mallets. Huh. Not bad. Crispity, crunchy Butterfinger. All right, start the thing, Tobe. What key are we in? I think we're in D. Okay, they have the impact response that I like. Impact response? What does that mean, Taub? They bounce. They bounce the right way. And they bounce dead. Even though they bounce, they don't keep bouncing. They have a low bounceability coefficient. Coefficient of bounce, which is represented in this equation by the Greek letter flumpsilon. Lowercase flumpsilon. And that's hitting it right on the side of the cork. Now the edge of the cork. I like that. But can't do the rubber ball mallet trick. That doesn't work. Let's get a rubber ball mallet and do the rubber ball mallet trick. Stay focused, Tobe. No, this is not focus day. I can barely freaking think. But anyway, I got a bunch of crap I got to do today. I got all kinds of stupid stuff I got to do today. Anywho, what are we doing? We got to put some felt on the corks. So that's what I'm going to do at some point in time later today. I will put felt on corks to take some of that impact smack out of the mallets, because otherwise it's pretty good. Otherwise, pretty damn good. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty fun. We like to make little dingy-dingies. And we like to hit the sticks on the thing. All right, so that was some kind of, ow, music. I can't sit like this anymore. There we go. And, yeah, we do have fun with our musical instruments. It seems to me like I could get some fun stereo tricks going if I hard pan the steel tongue drum and the sansula. Kalimba and steel tongues, you know, these are all lamellophones. Don't need them to mud together. But you've been listening to the Mud Committee. I mean, the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day, people, at 1930 UTC. My name is Tobe. I gotta find some food and find some felt to glue onto these corks. So tune in tomorrow and we'll have some more of this action ready to go. I'm out.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.